Okay, massive European finals on Cardiff this weekend. We're going to kick off with the Friday night final, the Europa League, I suppose a lot of people call it rugby, the Amelin Challenge Cup. We've got a Premiership side who finished okay in the Premiership 7th. We've got a French side who finished deplorably. Stade Francais way back down in the top 14. That's not where they want to be, but this could be a route into the Heineken Cup for them and indeed for Harlequins. Looking forward to this game live on Sky. Joining me is Irish Times columnist and indeed against the head panellist, Gerry Thornley. Gerry, it's kind of hard to weigh up these two sides in terms of collateral form line. So how have you looked at it? We can't choose a favourite.
I'm a little bit surprised you haven't chosen a favourite. I would have thought Harlequins would have been slight favourites. Had it been in France, you might have gone to Stade Francais. Admittedly, the Amelin has always been a very curious betting medium, very unpredictable. You're never sure of the motivation of the sides going into it. It is very much a secondary competition, both to the domestic competitions and to the Heineken Cup itself. But once you get to the latter stages, it does come with the carrot of Heineken Cup qualification for next year. Harlequins have used this route twice before to get into the Heineken Cup by winning this competition. And both teams know they need to win. Harlequins have another possible chance if Northampton win the final, they qualify. But basically, this is a playoff to qualify for next season's Heineken Cup with a trophy at the end of it. So you know that both teams are going to give it their best shot. Stade Francais have been building quietly for this one. They pretty much tossed their hat at the domestic forms. You can't really go by what they've done domestically, and they've loads of big game players, so in that sense I can understand why you made it a scratch game. I just feel that if you look at Harlequin's form line throughout the season, they are consistently competitive in every single match they've played. I mean, they've picked up 9 bonus point defeats. In their 11 defeats, they pick up bonus points in 9 of them. They have got the best defensive record in the competition. They showed their mentality when they went to Thomond Park. I think that's very important. Stade will find it hard to break them down. They're not a prolific side. If I was to have a bet in this one, I would definitely be going with Harlequins.
Excellent stuff. Right, we'll move from the Friday night to the Saturday evening. Huge game featuring two massive sides. Leinster, obviously, they've got the European pedigree of the last couple of seasons, last few seasons, I should say. They go into this as favourites against the Northampton side, who were beaten in the playoff semi-final by Leicester last week. It was a bit of a slog. It'll be interesting to see if both sides can recover. Indeed, the Leinster game was a bit of a slog itself. Gerry Thornley joins me to look at this match. Irish Times columnist and against the head panellist. Gerry, you'd have to agree, maybe we have Leinster favourites at 2-5. First off, we'll talk about the match itself. Are you with Leinster?
Yeah, definitely going with Leinster. I do think they'll win, but it's a final and it's a one-off, and I don't think they're great value at the odds you quote them at. I just studied the form. The last 11 finals, 10 of them have been one-score games, and in the last 3, I think the biggest winning margin has been 3 points. The only, curious enough, the favourites have won 9 of the last 10 finals, but very rarely beaten the handicap. I mean, once they even won the favourites, Toulouse beat Stade Francais after extra time. I remember the year Toulouse beat Perpignan at the end, backing Perpignan on the handicap, and they came in with a late try. Even if the side's winning well, they might concede a late score. It's in cup finals, they're just historically very, very close affairs. So I do think Leinster are going to win, and therefore I wouldn't back against them. But as for the handicap at -6, whether they'll cover that, as a rule, if I was to have a bet, I probably still would go with Leinster, even though I'm talking illogically here, because if you fancy a team strongly to win, then with the rugby point system, it generally, I think, pays to go with the favourites to beat the handicap. I made a treble up last week by applying that rationale to Munster, to Claremont and to Leinster. They all beat the handicap. They all covered the handicap, 10, 7 and 6 points respectively. Only just by 3 points in some instances and by 2 in another. But if I was to have a bet, I probably would back Leinster to beat the spread of 6.
Yeah, it's a huge game. I mentioned the two games last week, the two playoff matches. Obviously, they were really pummeling affairs. Now, we know all about the Tuolagi thing on Ashton. It'll be interesting to see how he recovers. And, of course, O'Driscoll, you've just literally popped out of a press conference for Leicester. Good news, bad news there?
Good news, by and large. He was running at 3/4 pace, according to Joe Schmidt. He still has a selection issue. But he also knows that Brian O'Driscoll wouldn't jeopardise the team by playing if he wasn't close enough to fully fit. I mean, very few players at this stage of the season are 100% fully fit. Most of them carry some kind of niggle or knock. I think with Brian O'Driscoll, you have to play him because his sheer presence is so important. It's not quite like Henry Shefflin, say, playing for Kilkenny and pulling up after 5 minutes. I mean, if punters knew that in advance, heaven knows how they would have bet it, but they would have bet it differently, I'm sure. Just because he's less likely to go down after 5 minutes if he does start, number one. But his sheer presence in the team, in the dressing room, in the huddle, in the pitch, in the preparation, the build-up, I think it still has a very galvanising effect, even on experienced players around him, and as well, of course, as obviously the young ones. So I would confidently expect him to play. And if he does, it's a huge boost for Leinster, no doubt about it.
Yeah, of course. Right, I'm just going to take another look at a different...